Japanese scientists have found a way to attach living skin tissue to robotic faces and make them smile. This breakthrough could be helpful not only in robotics, but also in cosmetics and medicine. Researchers at the University of Tokyo started the process by growing human skin cells in the shape of a face. Then, they used attachments that are similar to the ligaments in a human to pull the tissue into a wide smile. Lead researcher Shoji Takeuchi is a professor at the University of Tokyo. He said the result is an important step towards building more lifelike robots. Using the attachments, he said, it became possible to manipulate living skin for the first time. The study about the smiling robot appeared last month in Cell Reports Physical Science. It represents 10 years of research by Takeuchi and his lab on how to best combine biological and artificial machines. Living tissue is better for this application than metals and plastics, Takeuchi said. He noted that brains and muscles are more efficient in use of energy, and the skin can repair itself. In the future, the researchers aim to add more elements to the lab-grown skin, including a circulatory system and nerves. That could lead to safer testing methods for cosmetics and drugs absorbed or taken in through the skin. It could also produce more realistic and functional coverings for robots. The remaining issue is how people react to machines that appear almost lifelike, but do not look exactly like humans. There's still a bit of that creepiness to it, Takeuchi said about the robot. He added, I think that making robots out of the same materials as humans and having them show the same expressions might be one key to overcoming the uncanny valley. The uncanny valley is an idea that relates to how humans react to robots or other machines that act like humans. Uncanny is an adjective that means being beyond what is normal or expected. Japanese robotics scientist Masahiro Mori published a work, Bukimi no Tani, or Uncanny Valley, in 1970. It proposed how people would react to lifelike robots or androids. Mori thought, at first, people would have positive feelings about robots that look a little bit like humans. But as robots got closer to being realistic human models, he believed those feelings would become more negative. Those negative feelings are the so-called low point, or valley, in a chart that represents the relationship between the human-like appearance of robots and humans' feelings toward and acceptance of such robots. I'm Jill Robbins.